GDP over a six-year period in the mid to high teens. Average income per American person went up in the mid to high teens. Today's the leaders are countries like France, Germany, India, China, Italy, and Great Britain. So I think we need a national program to get us back on track in terms of leading the second generation of the Internet. It will be 5 to 10 times the implications of the first.
Now, what kind of national program?
Well, Charlie, this will surprise you. One of the countries that's farthest along is France. Mm-hmm. We partner with their President Hollande, with their Prime Minister Valls, their Secretary of Defense, their Secretary of the Economy, and you're talking about digitizing a country. You talk about building out smart cities like Nice, or what the best city probably in the world is, Barcelona. You put the electricity of the whole country on the Internet. You train 200,000 French men and women in the Internet of Things to make this transition. You partner on security, you partner on job creation with MEDEF, which is their equivalent of the American Chamber of Commerce, to create 1 million jobs. And you have leaders who are willing to take good business risk and very candidly aggressive programs and to partner with an American company to really make those changes occur. You see the same thing occurring in Germany with Merkel, where it's all about job creation, GDP growth, inclusion of minorities.
But isn't this simply about the pervasiveness of the power of technology and the velocity of change?
It really is, Charlie. But as you know, it's like getting phones. If you only have two phones, the power is 4 squared. If you have 500 billion devices connected to the Internet, it will change supply chain. It will change how things get built. It will change how your viewers receive their products, perhaps a drone driven it to their home or a Walmart where they call in ahead of time and get things set up ahead of time. It will change every industry. It will probably allow us to live an extra 10 years. It has the potential to completely change healthcare and improve education. But the key takeaway, Charlie, is you've got to disrupt or be disrupted, and it's going to occur at a much faster pace than we've seen.
Thank you, John.
All right. Disrupt or be disrupted. John Chambers, thanks.